The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 30th of... Is it the 30th of May? It is the 31st of May. Oh, my gosh.
Last day of the month.
Last day of May. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Morning.
Hey, the news is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Same great service. Good morning, everybody. Mayor Kristen Schreier is going to be with us today. And Bill Siegel, who is an author from around here, and he's going to be in on about some of the things. So that gives us about a half an hour to get into a few different things here. But let's start off with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. And then we're going to get into the headlines. But first of all, currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly sunny. Our temperatures call with a high near 75. We could have some gusts today up to 20 miles per hour. I don't know. Golf balls in the air on that day. Tonight, mostly clear with our lows around 53 and winds becoming 8 to 16 miles per hour north after midnight. And we could have gusts up to 21 miles per hour tonight. Friday, sunny with a high near 88. Friday night, mostly clear, lows of 61. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 96. And Monday, sunny with a high near 87. That's the forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Don't you love how we are enjoying just a little, every day, just a little bit more of a progress of moving forward to moving into our other studios? Just
now we're looking at the table we're going to be on over there, and Bob's laying out cable. He's going to be laying out cable this weekend.
And I'm like,
as we get closer.
It's you know how I am when it comes to wires in the house.
I know. Yes.
I go crazy if you see, I don't know, if you're listening, are you one of those that if you have to cover up something plugged into the wall, you can't stand to see the wire, or when you do your Christmas tree, you can't stand to see the wires on the Christmas tree. They must be plugged and pushed into the inside of the tree, or it drives you crazy.
Sprayed green. I'm just kidding about the spray. Bob.
Any problem can be solved with a sufficient application of funds.
It always comes back to money.
Were you raised with no clothes and had to fight the dogs for food?
Can you be creative? That's the question. You can be creative if you want to do it.
You've got all this stuff to lay out there.
It's probably nothing that the audience needs to be involved in.
Well, I was just like saying, I can't go do that because I can't afford the shoes. No, you go to Goodwill and you get a secondhand pair of shoes and you go do it. You know, like I used to feel bad because I wanted those saddle Oxford shoes that were so popular with the Peacoats. You know, this is how I was raised. I wanted those saddle Oxford. We're talking 1970.
I was barefoot till I went into the Marine Corps.
And there were the two-tone, the brown, saddle brown, and then the Peacoat. Well, you know, my parents both worked, and they were like regular working people. So to go out and buy a $98 pair of shoes or whatever they cost at that time. So my mom gave me, I was a weird one of the school. My mom gave me her 1950s black and white saddle Oxfords, and I made them work. I was going to wear saddle Oxfords, but they were going to be my kind. And then I got a secondhand or like a.
You wore black and white saddle Oxfords?
And everybody else had, yeah, I was the only one.
Was that okay, though?
It didn't matter because I wanted my saddle Oxfords. I was the one that did the weird things.
Are those things, those brown and white shoes?
Yeah.
Back then, or black and white? I thought they were all black and white.
No, they were probably in the 60s or the 50s they were, but there was a certain period of time the brown ones were the thing.
Well, did people look down on you because you had black and white?
No, they just looked at me like I was weird, so I went into theater.
Was that after you dressed like the flying nun and took four of your friends, y'all dressed up like nuns, and went to school?
Kind of something like that.
Fifth grade or fourth grade or something like that?
So we went to, you know, I got knockoffs. You know, you went to White Front or CBSS instead of going to Saks Fifth Avenue. I mean, that's what we did growing up. But you made it work. You know, just you can still be stylish. You can still make it happen. Anyway, so we got a lot to cover today. And just so you know, Trump says he's going to pardon Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah. You know, Dinesh D'Souza is this guy that was just a documentarian. I don't know if that's a word. Does documentaries. And they got him for putting too much money, you know, and they got him for campaign finance stuff. He put too much money into something. You know, like he's the only one. But this was under the Obama administration. He was doing documentaries that were very, very critical of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, what happened in Benghazi and other things. So they got him for that. And, you know, it's not like he spent a lot of time in jail, and he came back out stronger. So, you know, yeah, you know, should he have ever been in jail? Probably not, because when you go up there, you've got these big organizations that give millions, and you have Rosie O'Donnell who gave hundreds of thousands of dollars, and nothing happened.
All right. Also in the news, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo scheduled a meet with North Korean official Kim Jong-chol in New York again on today in preparation for the on and off again June 12th summit.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, one of the things that people don't give Trump credit for is that he doesn't do things the ordinary way. And even Clapper, who is the ex-CIA director, who hates Trump, says every bad thing about him he possibly can, said that, you know, that they're that his the manner of his doing things, of going directly at somebody, is working. He says it's working with the Korean dictator. The other thing, though, about is this general they've sent out is kind of one of the guys that's been wanted in different parts of the world for not war crimes, but for doing things that are pretty harsh to people. I don't think they've been labeled war crimes yet, but he's one of the ones that came out on trust,
mm-hmm.
one of the few that he truly trusts. So it's kind of a good sign that he's here and Pompeo. And the other thing, too, this guy's a hardcore guy. So
another really biggie, European officials will meet American trade representatives today in a last-ditch effort to avert President Trump from imposing tariffs on European steel and aluminum imports after failing to win concessions from the European Union.
Hey, the European Union does not want to, you know, play ball with us. Then we put. Guess what? We're going to put tariffs on your steel and aluminum, so our guys have a better chance. You know, you want to play ball with us, and we'll play ball. If you're not, too bad. Because guess what? We can do this. We can bring industry back here. We can get it started, as Trump has proven. Again, people seem to forget that the economy is the best it's been in decades. That the unemployment rate for Hispanics, blacks, are lower than they've ever been in recorded history.
Yep.
And the idea that this whole thing that, you know, Trump is not making any changes is just wrong. It's just wrong.
All right. So, of course, a big rivalry tonight that's happening the fourth time in many seasons. The Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers are set to battle in the NBA Finals.
I can never get into basketball. I just haven't been able to get into basketball. I don't know why. Because these guys are some of the greatest athletes on earth. And the things they do. LeBron James. The guy plays every minute of the game. He does this incredible scoring, and people say he's the best. They seem to forget about this young guy, about this guy named Michael Jordan, who was the best for a long time. But I tell you what, LeBron James is giving him a run for his money, and the Golden State Warriors, which is from right here.
And quickly, Vegas casino workers could strike for the first time in more than three decades. The last strike was in 1984. I was there. I remember it spanned 67 days and cost the city and workers tens of millions of dollars.
Why are they striking?
They're saying that authorized strikes, disputes over working place training, wages, and other issues have kept the union and casino operators from agreeing on new contracts. This could cost Vegas more than $10 million a day combined of housekeepers, cooks, and others if they have the others go on strike.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. I want to talk about what's going on since we started our crusade to save South City Park and the good things that have happened and some of the other things that are going on. We've got people waiting to talk also. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number.
It's been great when we got back from New York and we We're travel weary. It was wonderful to hit our sleep number bed. Just takes us into a deeper place. And my sleep number setting is at 40.
My sleep number setting is 65. And here's the hard part. I just want to lay there in the morning now. Maybe it's just me. I'm laying there, and it's like, oh, this is really cool. And you're getting up, and you're bustling around and doing all these things, and I'm just trying to move. The only thing I can do is move from one side of the bed to the other.
I made breakfast.
And pretty soon I'm just laying across, and you're slapping my foot. See, hey, look.
I made breakfast.
I know.
I did the dishes.
Made the bed.
Yeah, I'm like,
plowed the back 40.
Come on, get up.
You plowed the back 40. Oh, my gosh, you were the midwife for the cow, for two cows giving birth to calves. Oh, goodness. And you sheared six sheep. All of this morning while I was just laying there in a doze on my sleep number bed. Hey, sleep number, they've got this 360 smart bed that when you move, it moves with you. And that's kind of cool. Could be a little creepy, but I think it's pretty cool. Right now you can get a great deal on sleep number beds at the semi-annual sleep number sale they're having. You get savings up to $700, but you have to go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Head on in there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Linda, after she had built the split rail fence again this morning, and find out why these beds are so cool. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about what's going on at South City Park.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our play to ride, swipe to win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob.
Good morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's located in the heart of downtown Redding. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. It has just received the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. Okay. Is Terry still on the line, or did we lose Terry?
He dropped.
Okay, oh. We lost. Okay. Hey, here's what's going on.
Terry, call back.
Here's what's going on. If you remember that we've been doing this battle of South City Park since Monday. When we started off with talking about how Rick Bassetti had been assaulted at the park, his windshield of his car broken, the police coming immediately, arresting the person, this woman. She's out again that evening, out in front of his truck, checking it out. Patty Bassetti goes over there. She threatens Rick again and Patty. So this is where I wrote a piece on Facebook that said the battle for South City Park and told the story and said, where are we? What is going on here? Well, that was on during the day. And this had happened Sunday. And by Monday night, Kristen Schrader, the mayor, was there. And she wanted to take a look at it. Well, good on her. Except this South City Park problem's been going on for years, and it's right next, really, to City Hall and the police station. She asked, what should we do about it? It's easy. Close the park down. Bench the park. Make it people have reservations. And I wrote that in there, and then I was on day two, I was writing this. Hundreds and hundreds of you all responded to these two Facebook postings. Hundreds of you did. With really good ideas, pointing out how San Francisco fences their parks, how, you know, something has to be done. Gene King, who heads up the Library Association, says, you know, it's just getting, you know, something needs to be done. And I was promised by Brent Weaver and the mayor that they were going to discuss this Tuesday night. Meanwhile, yesterday, Channel 7, KRCR, gives me a call. Want some comments? I was busy. I couldn't do it. But they did had a story on it last night at 5:30. And guess what? The day before, or that morning, the police had swept the park. Amazing. Amazing. Roger Moore says, you know what? We can move them out of this park. They're just going to go somewhere else. Yeah, that's right, Chief. So what? Then we get them to that point, then we push them again. Then we need to ask the question, what's being done in the jails? Oh, we've got 64 more beds. This has been going on for 8 years. We've got 64 beds. Is it because it's an election cycle? We've had other election cycles. Why this election cycle? Because people are running against incumbents? Well, that is true. That's happening. Here's the thing. Oh, we need to go out and put people in different jails. Well, we've got to find those jails. You know, it's hard to do. Well, I made a phone call yesterday to Alameda County Jail. Guess what? They've got over 2,000 empty beds there. How much do they charge? Between $80 and $90 a day. Oh. Well, there's the jail beds. It's $80 to $90 a day, which is cheaper than we charge here in our own little jail. What is it going to take to get people moved in there? 100 of them for a year is $2.7 million. Not chump change. No. And then you've got to still house the other 100 here. But Board of Supervisors, David Kehoe has been there for 16 years. Leonard Modi, who used to be the police chief, has been there for 8 years. Les Baugh, who's been there forever. And Mary Rickard. And, of course, Steve. Yes. My apologies, Steve. What ideas have they come up with? Where do we get more money? How do we do that? I mean, you guys, and Larry Lees. I mean, Larry Lees, you've been there forever. All we're hearing is, oh, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this. Excuse me. We can't expand the station. It costs too much money. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't even build a radio station 9 years ago. Oh, you're going to be bankrupt. Well, 9 years ago. Now we're expanding out in FM. You got to want to do it. You have to want to do it. So where is the impetus to make people you know, push forward with our city and our county.
Like your life depended on it.
You know, we are fighting a battle here.
And we have for 9 years since we've...
We're seeing nothing. We're seeing nothing.
I mean, I'm saying that since, like, for instance, our analogy or our truth is with our station, we've had loyal, because loyal businesses need a voice. So do our residents. They want to be heard. They need to feel like, oh, finally, you know, there's been something that we've heard. You know, like there's a whole group of people in Reading, I feel, that are being lost, that are lost between the old school, maybe, you know, that don't understand what's happening with the downtown, this whole surge of downtown growing. So they're caught in a lot of the homeless, a lot of the crime, a lot of the Reading I didn't know. And we're right on that impetus right now of either succeeding and making the movement or completely imploding.
Well, I'd like to think is that we're really moving forward in certain areas here downtown. However, it's going to be a battle with the South City Park, but it's one we can win, and we can win it immediately. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Yeah, you guys are right on it. I mean, there's not a whole lot to add. When you think about someone like Leonard Modi, he made the comment to Red Smith and Kayla Brown back in 2014 that some people in Reading, and basically the money that controls Reading, really doesn't want to see it grow. Number two, the answer from Roger Moore is highly typical. Well, so that means we don't do anything. The other thing that's a little bit disturbing about this whole deal is that, Carl, God bless you for raising a ruckus. So now the police pay attention. I mean, again, yesterday I saw several of them just running their parking in areas where they can give people tickets, and they were giving tickets and all that good stuff. And then you go down to South City Park, and you still have that group down there. I mean, they'll shoot up in front of the police station. That is, does anything, is this just me, or is there something amiss here? In that we have a very highly paid and highly trained police department, and all of a sudden they can't do anything until there's a little bit of public pressure. Yeah, we're supposed to back the blue. How about the blue backing us? I'll just say it again. I honestly think it's the leadership. It could be city council, could be the pressure they put on Roger. But the real deal is that, you know, nothing is happening. And Carl, you made some great answer. If they move from there, we'll just move them out again. I mean, what did he say to that one?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just saw this on the TV last night. You know, it could have been that one spot. I will never denigrate our law officers. They are out there every day.
I know.
It's just an observation. I also know is that when they pick them up and the thousands of people they arrest, it goes into the jail. What's being done about the jail? I don't think we put enough pressure on the board of supervisors. But we got another phone call, Terry. Thanks a lot for your comments.
You bet.
All right, it's Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Carl,
yeah,
you are right on this morning. I've got to thank you very much for what you're saying and doing. And, you know, until the people in our county decide to elect new and better people for the post of supervisors, we are going to be in this trouble constantly. And June 5th is the time to start changing these people. They only come off their shelf or whatever when it's election time and they have people running against them. They want the same no matter what in Shasta County. And I want to thank you very much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you,
have
Bob.
Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, sir. You know, it's not easy being a public servant, but hey, you know, you're being paid, especially the board of supervisors. You're being paid the average salary of a Reading family to be on the board of supervisors. Yeah, you are, and so people can expect, and we do expect something to be done. And the same refrain: "Oh, we don't have enough money. We don't have enough money." Really? Then maybe we should just like prioritize where that money goes, because it, you know, it could be there. Or maybe we have to come up with, why don't you just say it? Okay, put a sales tax out there, and we'll use that sales tax to keep pushing prisoners. Maybe another 50. Maybe it's only 50 prisoners.
But guaranteed, guaranteed, because we all know that we in the North State are skittish over D not passing because we were afraid, and many listeners are understanding what I'm saying, that the funds
City
were
Council.
They were not going yeah. to, it was not so, going to be used for what was said allocated.
Yeah. Well, here's the bottom line on that.
There was going to be a switcheroo.
You make it a dedicated tax that it goes to getting people off the street and putting them behind bars, holding people responsible. That's all we want. Holding people responsible. And you know, I'm gonna swing this over, and I'm gonna go to Nick. And then, hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, you know what, Carl? This seems like a little bit Johnny-come-lately grandstanding to me. We've been bringing this to people's attentions for years. I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And, you know, I went to Ed Ruman's Hilltop Businessman's deal, and they got to where they wouldn't even invite me anymore because I suggested that we cut back the pension or the benefits that the bums come to Reading to collect.
Yeah.
And I give them ideas. Like I suggested, maybe some of our retired police officers volunteer as community service officers, and I know you got behind that. And no, we can't do that for the union. And I know some of these guys care about their community, and they'd be happy to do that. There's been a lot of solutions, but it all boils down to money. And all the money's going to the pensions. They get plenty of pent money, and it's going to the new royalty class of America. And then they act like they have to have a half-cent tax. And, oh, no, we can't dedicate this to a jail. You can trust us. Well, you know what? These guys aren't public servants anymore. They've turned into bosses, and this is the way it's going to be. And
until things change. Until things change.
Things aren't going to change. The only thing that's going to change this is a 51st state. You know, and you people that aren't for a 51st state, well, you just like somebody to tell you what to do and get in line, and this is the way it is, and smile and be happy. And things aren't changing. You can go on about this every day, Carl, on your show, and things aren't going to change.
Well, you know what? If I can change one thing, if I can clean up South City Park, if
yeah.
Linda and I and
you're
our and our people, and, well, no, because once they get there, we're going to shift them again. And you can't quit. Once you start, you've got to keep the process going. We got another caller.
Got behind you. Do you have the Board of Supervisors and the City Council behind you on shifting these guys out of town?
Well, we're going to find out. The mayor's going to be on in 32 minutes.
All right, Nick.
Oh, the bubble-headed bleach blonde.
Well, Nick. Okay, next. Dolores, you're on the phone. Thank you for calling in on our show. You're live.
Hi.
Hello. You're on.
Hi, this is Dolores Lucero.
Hello. What's going on?
Long time no hear.
Yes. I was just calling to basically make a comment, you know, because I hear a lot of people are frustrated, including myself. And I know that, you know, people should not be afraid to drain the swamp here in Shasta County. And I highly recommend for us to vote for John Green for sheriff for Shasta County. We need to drain the swamp.
Well, okay, Dolores, thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm just going to go back. We're going to take a break. And, you know, it really irritates me, and I am going to call Nick out. You know what? Don't call names. Just don't. You know, I could see why sometimes if you're going to do that, people are going to not have you invite you into meetings. People don't need that. We have enough of that going on when we watch our networks. We need to stay together locally and be supportive. And positive, because we can make it happen. Otherwise, we're name callers. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Criminals are laughing in our faces in Shasta County.
Hi, this is John Green running for Shasta County Sheriff on June 5th. Criminals know they have little to no consequences breaking the law in our community. The line has been crossed and it's time to take back our county with firm and aggressive law enforcement. Repeat offenders arrested 10, 20, 30 times and still let out to roam the streets again? Not on my watch. This is John Green for Shasta County Sheriff and I'm honored to serve the people of this great community.
John Green for Shasta County Sheriff. Pro Second Amendment and pro CCW. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
And now, back to our show.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this lovely Thursday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, studios of KCNR 1460, brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, the newest branch at 1845 California Street. Go on in, find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Well, you know what? The battle for a South City Park has just really gotten joined, and there's going to be more and more. But right now, we've got a guest with us.
A local author, and I love that. Brought in two books, and I think this is one of a series, and then a third book, and his name is
Robert Sego.
R.L. Sego.
We call him Robert.
Correct. Robert is correct.
Tell us about you.
Local boy, born and raised. Except for I traveled with my father when he was in the military when I was young. And then we came back to Reading. I attended local high schools. In fact, I went to school with Sue's brother and her father.
Uh-huh. That's Sue McLean, our news director.
And I actually credited, we were talking earlier, and I credited her father with helping me really turn my life around at 18 into a positive direction. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't think so, but,
cool.
In hindsight.
So mentoring was a big deal.
I don't know if it was mentoring or it was calling me on the carpet for things I was doing I shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. You know, it helped me grow up, made me make mature decisions after that point. But we were born and raised here. I came back after my tour of service after 5 years. I came back to Reading. I met my wife in 1990 We got married.
Which branch of the service were you
in? I was in the U.S. Navy. I was a hospital corpsman.
All right.
Spent about 2 years assigned to the Fleet Marine Force with Marines.
We love you, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely love my Marines.
Yeah. The Marines love you guys, too.
I love my Navy guys.
So, hey, we got some love going on here.
I love my Marines. I love my sailors, too. But my Marines, we just had there was a bond there that...
It's a special relationship between your corpsman and the Marines.
It is.
We will guard them and... not that they need to be taken care of, because you're taking care of Marines that are being wounded. You know,
absolutely.
We've got to take care of you.
Absolutely. And we always had each other's backs.
You guys will be risking your lives to go get somebody. You know, they used to train corpsmen, mm-hmm. which I thank God they stopped, put their body in between the bad guys and the man you're working on. Well,
They can train you to do one thing, but when the moment comes, you're going to do what you do.
Yeah, you're protecting somebody. Yeah,
absolutely.
Anyway, God bless you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so then you came back.
I came back to Reading. I met my wife in 1990. 1991, we got married. Tomorrow, actually, is our 27th anniversary, so I'd like to wish her a happy anniversary. And I didn't do a lot of writing in those for a number of years. I kind of got out of it. Was in my work and involved in my work, and about 10 years ago, I started developing a short story, and it kind of turned into a longer short story, almost a novella, and I really liked it. I thought my wife really liked it, turned out good, so we self-published it, sold a few copies, and I had several people come up and say, you know, it was really good, but you didn't leave anything at the end to take it to the next level.
Mm.
So I went home that night and talked to my wife about it, and I said, you know, what do we do? And she said, well, if you can't go any farther forward, let's go all the way back to the beginning. So we did. We went back to the beginning, came up with our second book, and we ended up combining the two into one full-length novel, which is The Chains That Bind, one of my first full book.
Uh-huh.
Voices of the Past was the second one. And then Tears of the Innocent was our third, and then the sequel to that was The Rebirth of Innocence. And we have a fifth one right now in my editor/wife/best friend/muse.
That's cool.
She's doing the editing on that one right now. So we're working on number five right now. We've got a couple publishers on the line. We're waiting to hear from them. So
what just happens? How did you get the writing bug? Did you do something in high school? How all of a sudden did it start to flow?
Well, in my junior year, or my freshman year, excuse me, at Nova, which if I say Nova, a lot of people have no idea where I'm talking about. Nova High School, I got into a journalism class thinking it would be an easy A to help me boost my GPA when I was still concerned about that. And I really liked it, you know. And then when I transferred to Central Valley High School my sophomore year, the journalism teacher out there, Pam Hughes, gave me my own column as a sophomore.
Wow.
For sophomores only, because she knew we were picked on being the lowest branch on the tree at that point.
But another mentor to give you wings.
Yeah, you know, she encouraged it.
She
and
saw
I did
something
that.
In you and said, let's help you grow.
Right. And we did. I did that for 2 years. And then I got out of high school a little early due to my own misgivings and joined the military. And then I came back. And like I said, when I came back, I didn't do a lot of writing for a number of years. It just kind of fell by the wayside. And then about 10 years ago, we started developing the beginning of The Chains That Bind. And it's just kind of snowballed on us from there. We've got four out. We've got number five on the table. I've got number six in my computer right now.
Wow. Well,
obviously, these are selling.
they're selling. You know, we're not getting rich on them, but I don't care. I'm not in it to get rich. I'm in it because I enjoy formulating the story. I like letting the story develop on its own. I'm just kind of there to put it down in the computer and clean it up. The story builds itself. You know, the story tells itself.
Mm-hmm.
Voices of the Past is kind of my personal favorite because it has to do with a Navy corpsman, Caleb Armstrong, who becomes a nurse and does tours in Afghanistan where his best friend is killed. He's working in San Diego as an ER nurse and with his best friend, his dog, Solomon. And they're just trying to live, you know, a peaceful quiet after the horrors of the war.
Right.
And he kind of gets sucked back into some things that happen. I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to leave the suspense there. He gets drawn back into a world that he doesn't really want to get drawn back into, but he's kind of forced to.
Mm-hmm.
He meets a beautiful woman, They just hit it off. He has a sister who's disabled. She's blind, who becomes a big part of the character. There's, of course, the antagonist. And this is going to make a lot. This makes a lot of people really irritated. But the antagonist in the book is a Marine Corps lieutenant colonel who's done some. Well, I don't care for I didn't care much for the officers. Some of my work. But it seemed to fit at the time.
Carl's
it to
smiling
fit
over here.
Yeah, he's smiling, but I see that.
Well,
look.
No, because he's had a few in his life, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So we
have nothing but good things to say about Corman.
No, and I have nothing good to say about my officers too. They were all wonderful, but it just seemed to fit. It seemed to fit the story.
No, I understand. You know what?
Personality types, no matter what.
The story goes where the story goes.
Absolutely. Right, and that's exactly what happened. It was like,
And it wouldn't have fit. If you tried to bring somebody else in, it would not have fit the scenario for people that understand this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I understand that.
So to all my Marine friends out there, please do not take it literal. Do not take it personal. I don't think all Marine lieutenant colonels are bad or evil.
Well, we're going to take a break here, and we're so excited to hear more from R.L. Sego. We call him Robert, but an author, a local author, and he's brought in some books, and he's got, six on the computer, five out there published.
I've got four, five on the edit, one on editor, and six in the computer.
More with Robert when we get back from these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service for all models and makes of heating and cooling. Go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
I'll be back in the hall of the
game. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a professional, an absolutely professional way of getting your windshields repaired, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's right. A chip will go and crack, especially during this time of the year, and Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster, a veteran-owned business, knows how to take care of it. He doesn't come out to your place. No, you bring your car in. He's got the solutions that will fix your crack in your windshield to that chip, and he guarantees them for life. Give him a call, 241-8373 for an appointment today, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. Hey, yeah, it's 57 degrees going up to 75 today. It looks like a little rainy out there. I'm not sure what's happening on that. I'm not sure it will rain. Our guest is R.L. Siegel, or as he goes by Robert here in town. He's an author, a veteran, a Navy veteran who was a corpsman, served with Marines in, for a couple tours there, and then back to town here, and has written, he's got four books out, one in the editor and one in the computer. So, you just kind of like keep going. But we were talking during the break about how books come together in movies. And we were talking about, that in your books, you like to end your books a certain
surprise
way.
Surprise element.
Absolutely. I think if you can, like I was explaining, if you can, at the end of a book, if you can, the reader goes, oh, my God, I never saw that coming. What did he just do? Then I've succeeded. I don't care if I make, a dollar, or I don't care if I make $100,000. If I can get a response from that from a reader, that to me is priceless. I love that. I've had people that have gotten angry at the way I've ended books, and that's okay. If I can,
you get a rise out of them.
Any
period.
Emotional response right. I get from them, I'm
love
happy.
It.
I hated that book. Well, that's good. I don't mind negative feedback either.
Right.
It's very subjective. But I love putting a twist at the end. Like I said, Voices, Tears of the Innocent. Again, one of my top two.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much, like I was telling Linda, it's a much darker, much more intense. It deals with a lot of subjects that a lot of people are not comfortable dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I mean, that's, we have to push the boundaries a little bit, to make people aware of things. It's gotten some fantastic reviews on Amazon, and I just love it. And then, of course, I wasn't initially going to leave room for a sequel at the end of that one, but I got to the end of it, and I thought, I don't want to end. I don't want to stop it. So I made an alternate ending, and we ended up with The Rebirth of Innocence, which is the sequel. And I think it turned out just as good as the original, but it kind of wraps things up, which I don't always do, but sometimes I've had several people say, are you going to do a sequel to Voices of the Past? And
well,
I
this Tears of the Innocence looks kind of like almost like a supernatural in here someplace.
It's got some dark. It's got a little bit of supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
The characters, I love the characters. I love my characters because I can relate to some of the stuff that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey Devane, the female protagonist in that book, is looking for her missing son,
mm-hmm.
who disappeared after a car accident with her husband, but she knows he's not dead. Her maternal instincts tell her he isn't dead.
Mm-hmm.
She just can't find, she's not sure where he's at. Well, she's a medical examiner in Santa Barbara County, and she ends up, a young teenage girl ends up on her autopsy table, and when she's doing the autopsy, she's hearing this voice saying, Micah's not dead. He's with Summer. It's Summer where Micah is. And that the summer reference.
I'm reading the back here. Yeah, and so, yeah, don't tell any more.
No.
Because this is called Tears of the Innocent. How do people get this, Robert?
They can email me on Facebook. They can email. I left my card with you guys. I've got my email address, my personal email. They can get a hold of me on Facebook. I keep copies at the house. They're available on Amazon.
E-books on Kindle Direct.
I'm sorry?
You got e-books on Kindle Direct.
I do. They're on Amazon. They're on Kindle. You can get them that way. You can email me if you want to get the hardback copy through me. I'm okay with that. Let me know. I can set you up with copies.
What are you on Facebook?
Facebook.com/RLSego.
Okay, so if we were going to go on Facebook and look for you, what would be? We'd look under RL?
RL Sego.
Okay, Sego. Yeah. So you can also go to RL Sego, that's SEAGO,
.webs.com. Right, that's my web page. Mm-hmm. And I have a synopsis of each book on there and some pictures of our dogs and, you know, family pictures and stuff, you know.
If you just look up RL Sego also.
Yeah, if you Google RL Sego.
Website comes up.
Yeah, it'll all pop up.
Yeah.
And any way they want to get a hold of me, any way they want to get a contact me, I'll be glad to send them up with copies.
Now, are you going to be doing like a reading someplace when you have your next book come out? Wouldn't it be great to have a cocktail reception where you're reading from your book and people can find out about you?
I would love to do something like that. I've done a couple of book signings locally. The Reading Writers Forum has they haven't the last 2 years because of management issues. Has always had a big book signing fair in November at the Mount Shasta Mall, where a lot of local writers, very talented writers, display their stuff. I did that 2 years ago. Last year they didn't do it. I'm not sure if they'll do it this year or not. Mm-hmm. I actually have contacted a friend of mine who owns a local coffee shop, and I've done one book signing there, and I've talked to him again about maybe doing one, maybe in the fall, around here. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to do a book signing at, say, Barnes & Noble's or Costco, but those you have to have an assigned publisher, mm-hmm. which we're still working on. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Very optimistic. You're self-publishing right now, which is kind of cool. But, you know, when we get our studio all together and I think those are the kind of things that we would like to do, small, intimate gatherings where we would, you know, a local writer where you'd be able to do a reading and then have people book signing. That's something, you know, check back with us in about 4 months because I think we could swing that. It would be really nice.
I would love to do something. I'm anything that I can do to help promote my books. Like I said, right now I have two different publishers looking at – one's looking at Voices, one's looking at Tears. If they come through, that opens up other avenues also from a marketing standpoint that they handle. I would love to do it. I'm always interested in doing something to promote. You know, I just want to get my books out there. Mm-hmm. I want people to read them and enjoy them or not. And mm-hmm. if they don't enjoy them, please let me know.
People don't realize that, you know, everybody goes, oh, it's so easy to write a book. Look at all the books. Yeah. Well, you know what? Until you get into it
it's like writing a song.
It's 300 pages and then you just got to, everything's kind of match.
Yeah.
And when you read books that don't, it's kind of like, I mean, because. And that happens sometimes.
Right. It's easy to write a book.
Out of big publishers, you get a book that comes out. But it's just, you know what, the editors must have been on break that day. Yeah, and then you read others that are, you know, that are just, they just flow so beautiful.
It is difficult to write a book because you have to know the story, but you also have to be able to do it. It has to look professional when it comes out.
Sure.
And if it doesn't, then... And I will say, my very first attempt at self-publishing, The Chains That Bind, the short book, was not a great experience. But it was a great experience in that it taught me a lot of things. Okay, now, this is where you made your mistakes. This is what you need to do. Okay? And you learn.
When you perfect anything, like building a motorcycle, a car, and again, I equate a lot of things to music, writing songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about these people who become... like do the great songwritings in 3 minutes, that the hours that it goes into writing those songs. And so when you think about what it must be like to go draft after draft after draft and, oh, this paragraph doesn't work. And
absolutely.
I mean, what that must, you know, you become where you live the book. I don't know if you can go away, like even if you're gardening and you're pulling weeds, you're thinking about the book.
Oh.
There is no separation from your breath and your blood.
You can't separate yourself. I mean... I will go to bed at night. I will lay there literally for sometimes for an hour, and all my mind is thinking about is, okay, how am I going to take this current project? Where do I go next? Where do I go next? I mean, I know where I want to go, but how do I get there?
And how wonderful that you have your wife right there next to you.
Oh, she is such
every
a huge
step
benefit.
Of the way, like you said, editor and she, helping you put all of that.
She's my muse. She's my best friend. She's my editor.
Cool. She's your teammate.
I couldn't do it without her. None of this would have happened without her.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you so much. Robert L. Seago, S-E-A-G-O. Come check him out. Go to his website and, you know, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You did it.
I look forward to talking to you more.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back in the 8 o'clock hour, Kristen Schrader will be here. We're going to talk more about the park.
And more.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
In the absence of any concessions from the Allies, the Trump administration now says it will impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Europe, Mexico, and Canada. President Trump says he'll pardon conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza, who pleaded guilty to campaign finance fraud.
In an unexpected announcement, the president wrote on Twitter that he's giving D'Souza a full pardon because he was treated very unfairly by our government. D'Souza is a conservative political commentator and filmmaker who pleaded guilty to a felony in 2014 for making illegal contributions in a 2012 Senate race.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, D'Souza has authored several books published by Regnery Publishing, division of the Salem Media Group, which is the parent company of townhall.com. Secretary of State Pompeo and North Korea's former military intelligence chief have opened talks aimed at salvaging the on-again, off-again summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump says if there is a summit, that may not be the end of the dialogue.
Maybe you have to have a second or a third, and maybe we'll have none.
But for now, the president says the pre-summit talks have been going well. He also says that North Korean officials may visit Washington tomorrow with a letter from Kim Jong-un. An iconic American retailer continues to struggle.
Sears is closing another 72 stores after reporting first quarter losses and plunging sales. The retailer says it's identified about 100 stores that are no longer turning profits, and 72 of those locations will be shuttered soon.
That's correspondent Matt Small. A 0.6% increase in consumer spending last month was the largest increase in about 5 months. Stocks are sharply lower on Wall Street this hour. The Dow down 252 points, NASDAQ off 13, the S&P down 13 as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The Spanish Parliament's lower house debating whether to end Prime Minister Rajoy's nearly 8 years in office, replacing him with the leader of the socialist opposition.
Spain is in the middle of a national political crisis alongside the one in Catalonia. Now, this comes down to, at the moment, the popular party of Mariano Rajoy, the governing party, are strongly implicated in a long-running cash for bribes for contract scandal affecting more than 100 businessmen, politicians, more than a dozen members of the PP party. And last week there was a High Court ruling in which the ex-treasurer was jailed for over 30 years. And the implication from a High Court judge was that there is credibility that the PP party had this slush fund, a secret fund going to pay many of the MPs.
That's BBC correspondent Gavin Lee reporting from Madrid. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 246 points. The S&P is off 13. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sensitive issue in the seat of the Confederacy. Panel looking at what to do with Richmond, Virginia's most prominent Confederate monuments, has been given an extra month to issue its report.
The commission, convened last year by Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney, was expected to submit its recommendations for Monument Avenue by this Thursday. But a post on its website says the deadline is now rescheduled for July 2nd. The commission formed last year. Commission members are weighing the future of the monuments in Richmond, the former capital of the Confederacy.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Manhattan DA says an indictment against disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein on sexual assault charges brings him another step closer to accountability. Weinstein has been charged in connection with two alleged attacks on women in New York. Weinstein's lawyer vowing to vigorously defend against the indictment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Here at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading on Market Street. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the last day of May, 31 May. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor, same great service. Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning, everybody. And again, welcome to our morning show here on KCNR and for our chat pad, KCNR or 1460 or freefireradio.com. You can hear the show streaming and listen to segments all the way back from 2 months ago throughout shows and weekend shows. The weather, currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. We're looking for sunny skies with a high near 75. Now, we do, there is a prediction of about 20 miles per hour gusts, and tonight up to 21 with our lows of around 53. Tomorrow, sunny with our temperatures around 88, and tomorrow night around 61. As we progress through the week, sunny and hot, 98 on Saturday, Sunday, 96, Monday, sunny with a high near 87, and Tuesday, sunny with a high near 85. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, when you need help around the house for your loved ones, whether it's after an operation or full-time, from 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. She'll come over to your house, give you an in-home consultation for free. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. As people know, over the last 4 days, we've been in the mode of we're mad as hell, we're not going to take it anymore. And about South City Park, it started when Rick Bassetti got
accosted.
He got assaulted. And then his car windshield, his truck windshield was broken. And then the police come. Come right away, arrest the person, and that evening, that person is out there again in front of the truck. Now she's threatening Patty Bassetti. And I made a comment on Facebook saying, you know what? What's going on here? And that was either Sunday night or Monday morning, and I'm not sure. But we have Mayor Christian Schrader with us. You were out there Monday evening.
Yes, I was. I didn't get your email until that late afternoon because mm-hmm. I was.
I also emailed everybody on mm-hmm. the city council. Yeah. Also, just said, you know, you all need to take a look at this place.
Well, that's true, and I did not get back into town with cell coverage or mm-hmm. emails, and got your email, and also got a phone call from Missy MacArthur, who was also concerned, and she and I met down there and met with Rick and Patty down there Monday night. And okay. Then I saw Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, now, well, that's great.
I'm laughing because there's a guy that was at the window. He just pulled his shirt up and was pinching
rubbed his belly.
At least he didn't hang himself out. But, you know, yeah. We're going to be doing our YouTube and our live coverage when we go into the next station. And just that's what you're going
to
see.
Welcome to downtown, Mayor.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, you and Missy were there, and it was great to see, okay, you know what, you're coming in to look at what's happening.
Went down. And okay, so then what happened? I know you talked to Rick.
I talked with Rick, and we talked about some of the solutions that he has that you also shared with us about the fencing. There are a lot of people, too many people, hanging out there. I went back again yesterday afternoon. I actually rode my bike over there, and it was still just way too many people. And I talked with Chief Moore yesterday, and I've talked with Brian Crane and Kim Niemer about the solutions. I talked with Barry DeWalt. And we have, for example, in other parks, we have where you have to reserve the use of the gazebo, the use of certain parts of the park. So I know one of the ideas is to put up a wrought iron fence to separate the parking lot from the small baseball field and the tennis courts, and then align up the fencing not all the way to the brick wall, you know, facing Market Street, but just leave some space there and put up a large wrought iron fence that Rick has parts of from another project. And I believe our city staff will be helping look at what needs to be done to put that up. And then we would look at having some kind of reservation process. We do it in other parks.
So,
but that's not the total solution, because if they're not going to be there, they're going to be somewhere else. I know what Chief Moore is concerned about is, as he said to me yesterday, and also he was interviewed by Channel 7.
They gave me a call, too, about that.
You know, we certainly need to arrest the people who need to be accountable for their crimes that they're currently committing or that they're on probation and they have violations. But as we've talked about before, there's the problem of being released back into the community. And so I think we need to evaluate who needs to be released back into the community. And because we have some hardcore criminals who keep getting arrested and keep getting released back into the community. And that's a concern for our community members, you, Linda, the Bizettis, the people who want to use the park, and many community members, and our law enforcement.
I know. For the law enforcement, they're very, you know, they get frustrated. And it goes back to the, you know, oh, we don't have room in the inn type thing. Well, that's a board of supervisors. You cannot be held responsible by any means. You know, you guys are, you know, your police department is arresting tens of thousands of people a year. I mean, we're talking like, what was it, 60,000 or something arrests last year? It's some huge number.
How many of those are re-arrests?
Well, a lot of them are re-arrests. But see, and that's it. They go to the jail, they get out. So board of supervisors, that's their job, is to find beds. Alameda Jail, county jail, has 2,000 open beds. And they charge less.
They charge less than what it costs us. There is money. Apparently, you know, the county has been setting aside money to send them away. One of the problems that there is we can't send away those who are awaiting trial. We can only send those away who have already been adjudicated. So, but it, you know, as Chief Moore said yesterday, and I think you saw also, they had a sweep. They continue to have sweeps, and they continue to try to hold people accountable. So we need, for this park, you know, for the, you know, the people who use this area, we need some solutions, which looks like could be the fencing and some...
And reservations.
It could be reservations.
And, you know, and my answer to all this is we need to do something now. I mean, this has been going on for years. We all know that. It's right next to the police station. It's right next to City Hall. So... When you've got the ball rolling, Mayor, you need to push this over the edge.
Well, Rick had already talked to the city about it. You know, he has indicated he talked with them about the wrought iron fence, which I did not know about the wrought iron fence until I was there on
Simpson
Monday.
University is the one that owns, I think, has that fence. It's just laying out there.
Yeah.
I talked to Shasta College, and they're getting back to me about their welding class might be able to help out on this thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be able to put things together. But the bottom line is, you as the mayor, you need to say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put this fence up. And unless there's
a
law
against it.
Well, I know
it takes a team.
Well, it does. But you know what? Unless there's some legal reason it can't be done, that park that park is a pivotal point.
It's also affecting the library.
Of our city. It's a pivotal point of our city with the library being right there, too, in that the amount of work they've done with the tennis courts, the bocce ball courts, library, the fields. And we're letting just literally dozens of thugs dictate to the city who can use it.
Right. And I agree. And I think there was even more, it felt like there was even more people there yesterday afternoon compared to when we were there at the park on Monday night. But as I said, I have talked with our attorney, our city,
what's he say? He said, yeah, you can do this.
He said, yes, we already have. And then I pulled it up. Actually, it's very convenient. I pulled up what the Parks Department already has.
Yeah.
This is their application, and here's their fee schedule for the areas that they charge people to use. So I have all of the information.
We have city parks that they charge to use? Oh,
yeah,
for the gazebo and
all
that.
Well, for the Kids Kingdom, Section A, B, U, D, they charged to use Lake Reading Pavilion and gazebo. If you want to use... For a special event, if you want to use a diesel horse for a special event, there's a charge.
How about just like a fee that's held, and like for like a cleaning up fee?
Well, I think you have to. There are
deposits, kind of.
Yeah, I think there is in here
usage.
There's already a process, and so we have the process, that we can implement, and we just have to have a way to secure the park.
Okay. We're here with Mayor Christian Schrader, who is just was down at the ball field on Monday and started meeting with the rest of her staff, the city staff. I say her.
No, it's our city staff.
Our city staff. Well, okay, but you're the mayor. I mean, if this works, you get the accolades. If it doesn't work, people are just going to chase you around with pitchforks. But you've taken steps forward. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at, Chris.
Yes.
You know, how can we do this? How long it's going to take? We're going to discuss that. But there's a number of other things that have been done over the last couple of years people need to know about.
Other things that we've been working on. Not to say this isn't a critical issue. There are many other things that the combined, working with the community, working with our staff, Public Works Department has contributed a large amount of efforts towards public safety and quality of life that I put together a list.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in town, or in the state, really, in 32 counties. Northern Firearms Instruction, most complete CCW training, defensive pistol, home invasion training, unarmed combat training, all of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. Look at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Mayor Kristen Schrader.
KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018. Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studio is the KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the last day of May 2018. Excuse me. 57 degrees going up to 75 today. It doesn't look like we're going to have rain. Is that right, Robert? You were looking at
the
radar.
Nearest rain at this time is about 40 miles away. We're going to have some overcast. We may see some scattered sprinkles, and there's a possibility of a thunderstorm, but it's pretty outside right now, unless we get some stuff going.
Changes in the wind. Okay.
Then it gets hot.
Then it gets hot. Yeah, boy. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, it's their 50th year of business. Lance Beck's dad started this. They are the largest security company north of Sacramento. What do they do? They do it all. They have over 100 trained officers, over 200 clients, but their clients are important people besides just the city of Reading. They're out there on the river trails right now.
Yes, they are.
Helping to patrol those river trails to take some of the pressure off or the manpower pressure off from our police department. They're at the power plants, but they do things, too, at the Colt 45 games. There's their guys are out there for that also. This is North State Security that can get somebody to your home in 10 minutes or less. Think about that. Your home or business, 10 minutes or less. And this is not a costly program. 243-0295. 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We're here with Mayor Kristen Schrader, and we've been talking about South City Park, and it sounds like we're getting ready to take it back.
I hope so. We're working on it.
Do you see something starting in the next week? One idea I had was close the park down for maintenance.
But you still have to have a barrier to be able to close it down. I think the best way is to get all the plans together to put up the fence and, you know, make a solid plan, put up the fence and get the – it's probably going to take a little while.
I agree. It needs a solid plan. But when we say takes a while, what is that, a month?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know that answer, but I do know, you know, what happens is we can do as many, the officers do as many sweeps as they can, and they schedule them. And I think for what we were seeing, there is some effectiveness in having the sweeps. And they've, you know, arrested people. We're trying to make people accountable. And I think that you would just have more, I don't know how you would install a barrier to say you were, you know,
unless you put somebody out there full time.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't know. I think having a solid plan and working on it diligently is what we should be doing.
Okay, last thought on my part, and then we can move on to some other things. Last ideas. A lot of times in the Marine Corps, we say a plan 80% there and violently executed is better than 100% plan that takes forever.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Okay.
But let's talk about some of the things that, I know, frankly, you gave me a list of all the things that are happening here. That has been going on in the past couple of years to try and get our arms around this.
Correct. Well, it actually, I've been on the council since, I was elected in November of 2014. And one list we have, it starts out in February of 15, which is where we retained officers that we lost grant funding for. We kept on five grant-funded police officers that we would have lost without the grant funding. We kept them on with reserves.
Right.
You know, which is not a good way to do it. I mean, because we've run out of reserves to be able to do that. So right now, one of the
you're
most
spending more money than you're taking in.
Yes.
At that point.
And so one of the things that we're doing right. This is a list just. What off the top of my head right now, I'm just telling you that what our city manager, Barry Tippin, has done is he's moved our prioritization for our next budget cycle up about five months. And so we're already starting that conversation about where we're going to find the funding for what we've considered our highest priority, which is to keep the NPU unit and the three firefighters. And so he's going to be bringing back to us within the next few months or less proposals. So that's what we're doing going forward. What we've done in the past is, we have adopted a sit lie ordinance. We've also adopted the new shopping cart ordinance, the ordinance regulating massage parlors, also the ordinance that says you can't trespass on private property. Remember, that was when people had problems, and we didn't have the ordinance in place where they could say you need to move away from my front door. And that, you know, so we enacted many of these things. We have a local community effort of supporting the NPU unit with $1.24 million, and that's $952,888.
Is that enough then to pay for how long?
That will get us to, we need enough money through June 30th of next year, so we're 75% there.
Does it bother you that Bethel Church, is it a problem that Bethel Church donated $500,000 to this?
I don't look.
Not
no,
bother
I
you. That's the wrong word.
I know. That was a weird.
It's not bother you that because that is the wrong way. But is it a problem that we have one entity in town that donates $500,000 for this?
Well, it's a problem we don't have the revenue, number one, to keep our NPU units and our three firefighters, and the other six firefighters, because right now we're short firefighters, too. So that's the first problem. I look at what Bethel and the 707 Alliance, I look at their efforts as helping our community. And how can you not accept help when we're as desperate as we are to keep our, our law enforcement as robust as we possibly can with the assistance of our community members? That's not ideal, and as it looks like, we're 75% there. I think they're going to make it, but that's only a short-term solution, and we need long-term solutions.
Okay. Long-term solution.
Some of those long-term solutions would have been a proposed sales tax to be used for public safety, and that's been tried twice, 2014, 2016. And we didn't get the support that we needed. And I think we probably should have had. I know we had the blueprint, and we've implemented what we called Tier Zero or Tier One of the the blueprint was implemented across. I can speak for the police and fire,
mm-hmm.
not the county.
Right.
But we implemented things that did, that we could do by rearranging our staff or, you know, the no-cost
mm-hmm.
things. We did. So we did. I know I hear a lot of concerns that people say, well, you did a plan and you didn't implement it. Well, we implemented what we could afford to implement.
Right.
And the rest of it, we needed additional revenue. So we didn't implement the rest of the plan.
Okay. Well, we got to take a quick break here. Now, the thing about this is... is the lack of revenue, which is what is people are saying, or what most of the time we get an answer is that that's holding us back from doing things. Is it?
Well, it is holding us back from doing some things, and then some other things, I think, which we can go through some of the list of
yeah.
the current things we're
right.
doing that is, well, I'll give you, for example, well, this is going to be longer than maybe the you
well,
need to go
let's
to
just
break.
Take the break.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, they're right in the middle of a fundraiser supporting the California Highway Patrol. In fact, they've invited me to go out on the golf course tomorrow, which is I'm providing helmets for everybody else on my team. That's how well I play. But right now, if you go over to SST Oil, you can get 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts for SST servicing Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters for your kerosene heaters. Veterans get an additional 5%. And right now, you can also get early bird discounts on kerosene through July. Give them a call today, 241-1167. This is an employee-owned company that has been in Reading for over 50 years. It travels, you know, that travels millions of miles every year, transporting oil, parts, kerosene. They are a player in a lot of things that happens right here in our city, in our area. SST Oil. We'll be right back with Mayor Kristen Schrader.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Save the date for Friday, June 15th, as Wind River Resort and Casino in Bella Vista Farms host Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brewfest. Plus, the Stone Hearts Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, June 15th, for the 6th Annual Bacon and Brewfest from 6 to 9 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will go to Bella Vista Farms, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studio to KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Byland. That took off for another assignment. 26 minutes before 9 o'clock. 57 degrees going up to 75 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. The place to get a haircut. Veteran owned, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Mayor Kristen Schrader, and we're talking about public safety right now and the things that have happened. You know, first of all, we talked about South City Park. The city staff and the mayor have put together plans to move forward with the idea of fencing that park off and reserving. Maybe making reservations there so we control the park, which we've lost control of, frankly. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I agree that it's not a place that anybody would feel comfortable being at.
Okay.
That part of the park. But I do agree with you that Rick and Patty Vizzetti have done a great job on the baseball field and all of the areas around that, and they have security when you first walk up there. And I totally feel safe at the baseball park. And
the baseball games, absolutely.
Driving up there, and that's very comfortable. And it's a great thing to do. People should go out and go to Tiger Field. 98 years?
Something like 98 years out there now.
Out there.
And you know what? They're great games. So we don't want to keep people from that. But there is things out there, people out there that don't need to be there, right, that have caused problems. There were kids running around that field. I'd like to think of South City Park as the epicenter, the point, the focal point of being able to take our city back.
Well, we did issue an RFP to seek out solutions or opportunities for the community to help us figure out what we can do with South City Park. And we had only a couple of proposals, and the city manager is looking at one proposal.
I just read somebody said that they should come to the KCNR lobby and sit here in the air conditioning and use our bathroom. Sorry, restrooms for customers only. Go to Starbucks. Maybe you should put signs up down there and say, go to Starbucks, air conditioned, Wi-Fi, bathrooms. No? Okay. Talking now about long term. Let's go back and finish things that are going on that you've done. From the
okay, let's go through the list. There's a couple of things that I want to remind people that we've done is, for example, some things. These are things that we partnered with other community members. Or, for example, we partnered with Union Pacific and Caltrans to put up very tall fencing just east of and behind Woody's and Paul Stower Automotive. So, and on the other side of the neck behind Carlene's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that has reduced the amount of foot traffic over there
by incredible
amounts. So that's been done. So we partnered with them. So that was, you know, something that was not out of our revenue.
Right.
The other thing is the Convention Visitor Bureau also is providing a police officer committing $145,000 a year for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Reading Rancheria provided funding for a community prosecutor. And I think it's over $200,000. And so far, these are for the cases that our officers were arresting people, individuals, and they were not being prosecuted at all.
They had no prosecutor for those types of crimes.
Right. So now, as of May of this year, as of now, there are 400 cases, we believe, have been referred to that prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have... RU is going to help reduce fuel, what we call fuel management, you know, help cut down
all those bushes and everything.
That could help cut, you know, reduce some of the encampment areas.
When you cut those bushes away, they usually move.
They usually do.
Yeah.
One of the things that Chief Moore was telling me yesterday, and I've also heard about, is he's working with social service agencies and the health clinics and Health and Human Services to provide names of chronic people who have chronic needs of substance use treatment or mental health. So he's working in collaboration with agencies who want to provide those services. And so what that is doing is taking a concerted effort, partnering, collaborating, we also have hired a retired police officer who I've gone out with, Officer Phil Ove, and he goes out with a mental health worker from Health and Human Services and into the camps, and I've gone out with them on those outreach. But it needs to be, I think, as much and as more often than we do, because giving somebody a referral, you know, once a month or something, it probably needs to be done more often. Some of these people might not recognize they have the problems that they do, and it needs what they need to be.
Most of us don't. I want to get to some of the callers here, and I've got like three other things I want to talk about, but we'll go to the callers first. Nick.
Good morning. Kristen, Nick. I have a question for you, my dear. You're going to reserve the tennis courts and the bocce ball. You've got to put a deposit down to get those. And I see that over at Caldwell Park. And when they're not reserved, I see our brothers and sisters that don't have a home using them. And when they are reserved, I see them just on the outskirts, even approaching people trying to get food. So in my opinion, that's kind of a Band-Aid type deal. And then you're going to put a fence around South City Park. How are you going to alleviate the overflow flowing into the library and making our library a lot more undesirable than it is? It looks to me like that mess in front of the tennis courts is just going to move over on the other side of the fence.
I can't argue with you on that. It's
I wasn't looking for an argument. I was looking for a solution.
Well,
Maybe we should fence the whole block.
I think we need to address root causes for the problems that people have that find themselves in the park. Some of them need to be held accountable through our criminal justice system, and some of them need help through substance use treatment and mental health. And our law enforcement are trying to work collaboratively in the community. So, yes, this is going to hopefully help provide a solution to South City Park, but it doesn't help the overall issue that many communities are facing. I've driven to many different areas in the Bay Area, and there's a lot of people who have areas in their communities that look like South City Park, and so we're all working.
Nick, I got to move on to the next one. That's a good point you just made.
Okay,
I'm going to be thinking about that one because
it is a concern.
Because if you take them out of there, they're going to move over to the library. Now we've got to come up with something for the library. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Mayor. First, I want to thank everybody that helped with the program yesterday at the Grove for the military, the Veterans Service. It was very respectful, Preston Sharp, and the Gold Star Wife. Everything was awesome, wonderful. Mayor, I wonder if we can have clarification on Tuesday night City Council. Are we still on for a 6 p.m. open topic on the city park? Is that still happening? According to the Chief of Police, it is.
No, what happened is the contract for Tiger Field and the use by Colt 45s was already scheduled to be considered for extension of their contract. And so I think what we're hearing is the proposal that we have additional conversation about public safety. We open at 6 o'clock. The first item on our agenda is recognitions, proclamations, and then the next item is public comment. And we allow 30 minutes at the beginning for people to have up to 3 minutes per person. And if we need more time for public comment, then there will be an item that we'll be talking about Tiger Field at a future point in the agenda. We'll get the agenda this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Okay, well, I'll pay attention to that. Also, could we possibly have Julie Winters or whoever else is all a member of the Bethel faith and church address the conflict of interest. There are people that are homeless that have attended Bethel, and if they don't have the funds and money and job and all the requirements, that they become a part of the homeless. And for the beds, the 2,000 beds, even if people, if they've got a trial, okay, they can't go, but not everybody has an after trial. I'm trying to look at solutions. I'm not trying to make a litany of this, this, and this, but we do have a long list. And yesterday I was a passenger near South City Park, a guy on a skateboard with a dog vaping and crossing in the street, just crosswalking. We almost hit him. So there's so many issues with the dog-on-dog, and a toddler and a child. I mean, I could just go on a rant, but I won't. I'm going to let you get back
okay.
to the other calls.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
You know what? And I know you're sensing this, too, is that people are just had it. We're here. We've reached the point. We see so many great things happening, like downtown here. I mean, wow.
Well, downtown is
wow.
Well, we should if we could take a few seconds and talk about all the great things that have been happening about with downtown. We had our first grant approved for the K2 project. Yeah. Dickers that is bulldozed the building, and they'll start construction next month.
Yeah.
This is tomorrow.
It's coming.
Or this month.
Yeah.
Next June. This June. And then. We're one of 14 communities that was designated a cultural district.
Absolutely.
And Deborah Lucero has done great work on that, and collaboratively with McConnell and Shasta Historical Society and Viva Downtown and the City of Reading. So there are a lot of good things we can talk about.
So many good things. And we need to have a day of that, but this day is talking about public.
You brought it up.
We talk a lot about that. About we're at the center of change right here.
You are,
and we're still watching. Yeah. We're right here. We're watching all this. We got people on the line. We want to take a quick break because we do have to run enough to keep us on the air. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff. My opponent states he has fought for more jail space, fought for more deputies on the street, and fought for public safety during his 12 years of unchallenged office. He has lost every fight. It's time for a new fighter, not a politician.
True leadership, accountability, and public safety. Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green. Pro Second Amendment and pro CCW. Vote John Green for Shasta County Sheriff on June 5th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for.
and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. 10 minutes till in our last segment. 9:57 degrees, going up to 75 today. Chester Gas Propane brings us the weather today. 365-3793. I'm here with Mayor Christian Schrader. There's people lined up. Officer Joe, do you have a question for the mayor?
Good morning. Thank you, Carl, for always keeping public safety in the forefront and all the problems we have here in Redding. Kristen, I have sent you the California HIDTA report. I have sent you the California Calaveras report. I have asked you to come to the DUI probation class to see what a disaster that marijuana is for our city. You're embracing it, and I am sorry to say that as line police officers, we are disgusted in this city that you're going to put more drugs into our community, which is going to put more cartel heroin, more cartel methamphetamine, and lots of DUI into our community. Please address this. You have an ordinance that you have passed that you don't even have funding for, and we are not going to be able to control this. Please address it. Thank you.
Okay, Officer. Joe?
I supported the ordinance for City of Reading to allow for the sale of cannabis, and because it's legal in the state of California, and I think we need to be on the forefront of regulating what is done within the city limits. 60 square miles is a lot of space to have things happen if we don't have an ordinance that gives us the ability to enforce what we believe are the right things to do. The funding, we did approve also the charging of business license fees for people to sell. All of the businesses related to cannabis, and in the near future, we'll be considering putting a sales tax for marijuana on the November ballot. So the fees that were set up for the business license was an attempt to address proactive costs to enforce the our ordinance addressing cannabis. But to not regulate it, I think, would be a mistake.
It's being regulated now.
Well, the state of California.
That's why your police are arresting people for it, aren't they? For big stuff.
Yeah.
Not for little stuff.
But, well, we're within the guidelines of what our ordinance is. But I think I'm saying affirmatively that I agree with we should be regulating it because it is legal in California.
Okay. So it's okay to sell marijuana?
It's legal to sell marijuana in the state of California.
But is it the right thing?
That's other people voted for the state of California.
But Shasta County didn't.
No, they didn't. And I, but
in fact,
I think
they were strongly against it.
They were. And but I think looking at it and listening to, we held three workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Our city attorney was very much involved with the three workshops, and we heard a lot of comments. And I think on balance that I have supported the imposition of the ordinance because I do think we need to regulate it, because part of what we can do through regulation and through the funding that we're going to receive is help provide more preventative tools for our public health officers. You know, we have Shasta County Public Health is our public health agency as well as the county. And so we're going to hopefully work with them on doing more outreach into schools and with young people to explain what some of the risks are. So that partly gives us some of the tools that we'll have in working with our community partners.
The let's switch over to the Good News Rescue Mission for a few minutes here. Good News Rescue Mission is kind of like in the corridor of so many places. Do you see the prospects of the Good News Rescue Mission being moved?
I don't think they have any. I mean, I'm not familiar with that. they have just invested a lot of their resources in improving, you know, some of the programs, especially for women and families. And I don't, they've been there over 50 years. And I think that they're looking at possibility of expanding and co-locating more of the community services.
So they're going to put more stuff there.
More stuff that exists already in the community, but they would co-locate there, which is similar to the San Antonio model that several of our community members visited and came back and thought that might be applicable for Reading.
Do you think there'll ever be? Oh, we got a few minutes. Hey, Terry. Okay, Terry, what's your question, real quick?
Well, Carl, I think you had the solution to this, and I think you had it with the 2,000 open beds that they have in Alameda County. We have about 150, 200 folks out there that are rearrested that are the real bad guys and gals of the area. Why couldn't we just move 200 people out of our beds, as Carl suggested, to Alameda and put them there? Now you've got your 200 beds open, Mayor. And I haven't really heard any solutions to anything other than we need to make a plan. I think we did that 5 or 6 years ago. So I think the people in the community are frustrated with the fact that we're just not getting any clear-cut answers. And so anyway, I'd like to hear her response and not be taken off the air, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times we get a response from someone when there's a pointed question like this. We don't get a yes or a no. And with the other person off the phone, then there seems to be wiggle room with all due respect.
Well, I have come this morning and talked in the last 2 days with our staff, and the plan, we do have to have, you know, we can't, things don't happen without a plan to put up a wrought iron fence and provide for a reservation system. That is what we're looking at as the possible solution, or the solution for South City Park. As I indicated on the other, when you stated that I didn't offer anything else and there's no, I've not provided any other solution, I did talk about all the other initiatives that are underway in our community that are helping our law enforcement, providing additional resources, additional law enforcement through the CVB, Convention Visitor Bureau is providing an additional officer. We have hired another officer with our public works program, and we've done a lot of other things. So I don't think I have.
Well, that with all due respect, Mayor, I'd like you to answer my question. Carl did have a very, very good point.
Oh, about the beds.
Let me just please finish. I'll let you finish. And that is that he did bring up a very good solution about sending these people off. Your comment back to him was that the problem is we have people awaiting their day in court. Now, that's fine, except we do have people in the jail. So it's the people in the jail that Carl was addressing, and rightly so, that could be sent to Alameda. Will you put that plan forth? Just clear out the jail, send them to Alameda. You got the 150 bad guys and gals in jail, and part of the problem solved. So,
Okay, the city of Reading is not in charge of the jail. I am not in charge of the jail. The city is not in charge of the jail. And if you listen to Sheriff Tom Bozinko, he'll be very clear and tell you what number of people can be sent off. They have put aside, from what I understand, they have set aside funding to send those prisoners that can be taken to another county who have already been sentenced. They cannot, by law, send people away who are not sentenced.
Yes,
they,
ma'am, and I think that, and I think that's very true.
Hey, Terry, we got to run. We've only got 3 minutes left.
If someone could take a stand, ma'am, that's the whole point. No one's taking a stand. Everybody's passing the buck to somebody else, and
not in charge of the jail.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Okay, and that's true. You know what? We've run out of time. I'm sorry, Gary. I wish you had called earlier. I have one last question. A 2/3 directed tax to the people instead of the 50+1, because I don't think it's going to happen, because people don't, you know, no offense, they don't trust is that the city council or the next city council and after that's just going to spend the money the right way. A directed 2/3 tax that the money goes to public safety and part of it goes to the jail, so that we can push these people out to Alameda or whatever place we have.
Well, the original proposal in November of 2016 was some of the money was going to go to the jail. And so I'm open to hearing what our alternatives are, having a 2/3 or a 50%. I'm open to considering what is the best plan for our, what is the best solution for public safety revenue.
Okay. Maybe we could sell.
That's hard to digest in the next 30 seconds.
Oh, no, I know that. That's why I'll throw these in right at the last bit, because this is something that I think the time has come. Frankly, I could get behind a two-thirds tax. I mean, a tax that's directed for personal safety or for public safety. I think a lot of people would. I think that people are surprised about that. That has a real chance. I know that it doesn't seem like it if you can't get 50 plus one, but you're talking about two separate. To me, that's an apple and an orange. Anyway, just a thought.
Well, I'd like to hear from our community members on how they would get behind either tax, how that would happen. We haven't heard. We brought it up in March and, an opportunity to have a tax
the June ballot. Nobody supported that.
And I'm just saying we had a conversation, and then since then we haven't had much feedback.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hey, you know what, Mayor Schrader, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you.
Because I called yesterday. You said, let me see. And then we had to battle through to find our
my calendar.
Our calendars. And then, but thanks for coming on, because this is people need movement, and it looks like we're having movement, but I hope that you will call me.
I think
me.
We will have movement on South City Park in the very near future. And also, I do want to give credit to our law enforcement.
Absolutely. Our